My name is Germ. This is Germ Warfare, the Battle of Ideas. I hope I say this correctly. Călin Georgescu, thank you for joining me in the trenches.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jeremy. I appreciate. Thank you for having me, and thank you for the good and extremely good pronunciation of the Romanian
name. did I get it right?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. So you can be very
okay, so that's the first.
I can give it the passport. Right?
That's the first Romanian name that I've said on my show.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. How is the information war treating you?
Can you be more specific?
I don't know. The fog of propaganda war is all around us. Are we discovering the truth, or do we still have a long way to go?
Indeed. So, do you know, Jeremy, my basic work from the last, let's say, 10 years, not only for my Romanian people, for my people, but in general for the humanity, was to show to them that we have to go inside us. Inside us is the power. Inside us, there are the answers. Inside us is the energy to change, to make a big shift. Because if we are going out, which does mean exactly as you said, perfect question, perfect moment, perfect time. To listen the TV, to listen the radio, the media in general, and particularly the rumors. The rumors are extremely important, Jeremy, because the people, they took one information from whatever internet, platforma, and they arrive to you and they say, hey, I know very well that Jeremy, in fact, is from Atlantida, and Călin Georgescu is from Madagascar. But I'm very sure about that. And, they are coming with this type of information. And, I know because I have seen the internet. So the main important point is to learn everything about yourself, to learn about the intuition, and to learn in our life today that what is important is to see what they cannot show you. The brilliant point is to hear what they want to hear you, but is not important. And the most part of the fantastic things are to understand the words which doesn't exist in a text. And this makes sense. And this makes sense in the moment when you read a lot of books, but before that, you have to know your insight. So it's important your essence. So inside you is a power. And here is the most important part, and I can touch now with you an important point for our conversation. They, the globalists, the oligarchs, they know what I'm talking about. The problem is that the people, they don't know. And they are simply the slaves of the media, the slaves of the internet. From one side, we can win using the internet. From one side, we can lose if we are using too much the internet. So we have to be very prudent, but who can be very prudent in this world right now, which is not at all. So again, my basic work is to demonstrate to the people that you have to know you if you are inside you. This is the fantastic process which the humanity is cross right now. It's a fantastic process. This is the moment when we can manage a big shift or not. In fact, we can change the world now or pay in blood later. This is my sentence to you today.
It's very spiritual, is what you're saying.
Well, thank you. Besides, this is reality. Exactly as they want to introduce us that we can develop everything with debt money. No, we can develop everything with a real money. This is a difference. Because if we develop as they start this process in 1970, when they changed the balance between currency and gold in United States, and they starting the machine of cash, these are debt money. Do you got my point? We have to understand what does mean real money, what does mean real economy, what does mean the greater economy of creation. Because we are part of the creation, and the human being is a bridge between nature and God with the most important power, which still we don't know, love. And the love is the only one which the God made this life fantastic, made the world, and put the man to be at the bridge of relationship between nature and God. And here we are, because the most powerful energy is love. And who will use today, Jeremy, in the middle of the war where we are now, who will use the love will be the best leader. This person will have the most powerful energy in order to change the world, because after 2,000 years, we remain the same.
You
know, just against each of us.
Colleen, okay, so your credentials are very, very impressive. So for those who don't know, besides the fact that you're going to be running for president of Romania, what is your background?
Environment, environmental protection. I met studying in agriculture, land reclamation, and I made my PhD in soil research. And I start my work in environment protection, which I love a lot. Already from 90, but essentially in 1994, when actually I start to work with United Nations. I coordinate the Sustained Development Agenda program in Romania, and after that, I arrived to different position in UN international frame, but particularly in this level. Sustainable development as expertise, and of course, environment protection as basic background. So this is my expertise. And of course, I work a lot in diplomacy based to this job. I work also for Minister of Foreign Affairs in Romania. And based on my mission in United Nations, the diplomacy was the main, how I can say, luggage. which I have to have. Otherwise, it's extremely complicated to manage, particularly in Africa, where I spend almost 8 years in different let's say, areas. Yeah.
You were in Africa, you said?
Yeah, Africa. So I from Kenya to, you know, Mali and many other places. I, in order to, I work to develop the national parks on that, but is no chance because the relationship between the politicians and the main important countries, which still they have the colonies there, it's extremely strong. So everything is related by cash and not by the country. And it's another type of, you know, understanding as we, myself and my former colleagues, that we believe, because we believe in United Nations. We believe that this is the institution which may change the world in a real good sense and positive one, but was not, you know. And I have seen this in the last 10 years particularly, and everything related with World Economic Forum, by the way, with Davos, which in fact, the agenda is the same. It's a problem, because Agenda 2030 with different objectives of sustainability, they have the same one. I mean, Davos, World Economic Forum, which by the way, Jeremy, it's an NGO, you know? World Economic Forum is an NGO, but they are coming all the presidents from the world, which is strange. Huh? I think in your country, an NGO cannot invite the president around the table to make a round table and to discuss about the environmental things of in South Africa. I guess not. Huh? But World Economic Forum invite all the presidents, and they are coming. They are coming, and they play devotion and, you know, an important role in order to respect the rules. By the way, today in Davos, 2000, and, no, we are 2023.
Yes.
Cooperation in a fragmentic world. This is a logo. And with all the respect, but this is absolutely a slogan, because they made the fragmentation of the world, and now they say that we need cooperation. They don't need any cooperation. They need just cooperation between them, which is totally different. They don't care about the people. And of course, the globalism, in my opinion, is not working anymore. But they don't have reverse gear, Jeremy. They don't have that. And they will continue with this bullshit as climate change or COVID or vaccination or, you know, digitalization or other stuff like this, because they have no solution. And this is an important moment which all of us we live, because in this moment, real, we can change the world in a real sense if we know what does mean inside us, what does mean our essence. Because all these problems, Jeremy, they are coming for lack of education, which was very, very, very strong. Again, I repeat, very strong control, in a sense that the people to don't be educated, which does mean to don't know that the child learn. He's not receive the education. He learn, which is different point. And we know, because we are coming here on this life because we have a mission. And in general, the people, they consider their life between bed and job and monthly salary and I don't know what party or other type of, you know, shopping things, and one time per year or twice, maybe a vacation, and depends about how luxury can be this. This is not the life. The life doesn't mean consciousness and how I can promote my consciousness to the universe of consciousness, and how I can empower my consciousness in order to make a contribution to the better life. And this is not, again, the people are stuck between the bed and the monthly salary. And honestly speaking, this is not the life. And the problem is that we continue so long time, you know, I mean, 2,000 years is a lot, but probably for the universe is nothing, which is for sure this is. And this is time for change. This is time for a big shift. And I'm absolutely sure that this will happen. How I am absolutely sure that the collapse of the globalists exists already. They cannot recognize, of course, what criminal can recognize that I'm criminal. You cannot do that. But because simply they have not consciousness. So for sure they will continue in this process. And they don't respect the most important piece of the game, this sovereign nation. You know, with all the respect, but United Nations was set up in 1945, Jeremy, the League of United Nations, with one main goal peace building. For the peace, because it was coming after the Second War, and all the people there are aware that we don't have to have any more, correct?
Yes. Correct.
And this is this is not a reality. If we are looking what's happened in the last 30 years only, it's absolutely a catastrophe. Only from United States there are coming more than 28, wars around the planet, including this one which we have now. And it's clear that this doesn't make sense for what we have this. Because only when we have peace, the human being can be and flourish. Only when we have peace, your heart can be in harmony with your neighbor, with your friend, with everybody. Only when is peace, the vibration is high, and you can see the light, not in metaphor, you can see real. But this is a problem, because they have a lot of greed. And with greed, of course, was a huge manipulation in order to control the people. And UN, in fact, was the main mechanism for sovereign nations in order to work together like a family. This was the main purpose, by the way. And it's not, you can see very well. I mean, doesn't exist any family. And in fact, they promote exactly as we face today, the cancel culture, which is absolutely a dramatic situation. It's absolutely a horrible thing, you know. I mean, immediately, all the terrorist attack, they disappear. Doesn't exist any terrorist. It's just COVID. The terrorists, of course, they are afraid about COVID. This is absolutely clear. Or the Hamas and Hezbollah, and they simply disappear because they understand, wow, I mean, it's coming the COVID. I mean, we have to be afraid. I mean, this is clear. This is our boss. And they leave the arena immediately. They run immediately, and they say, wow, we have to quickly renounce to everything, and to leave, and arrive COVID. And COVID dictate that all the humanity have to be in the knees. But it's not like that. It's not. And will be not like what they plan. We have to come with solutions. And I am a person for multipolar world, but based on sovereign nations, not in geopolitical blocks, as many or some of the, let's say, ideologies they want to promote. I am only for that. For example, Romania is part of European Union, that's correct. But Romania is not sovereign nation. The bloc is it's a geopolitical bloc, European Union. But in fact, if you are inside, you are not sovereign. And this is a problem. And this could be also for other countries, like is the same. So the most important is this, and also to understand that all these corporation, the transatlantic corporation, they plunder the natural resources. I have seen many examples in Africa particularly. I mean, they plunder, for example, the water, 1 ton with $1, and they sell after that, $300 milliliters of water with $2, you know. So the point is that they plunder these resources with a lot of brutality. This is the main important, with the very low vibration. And now, of course, we are talking about peak oil, which is correct, Jeremy, because in the 1970, I remember to you, they invest $1 and they won 100. Now you invest 100 and maybe you can have $1 as
wow profit. Sure.
So it's clear that the peak oil is only part of a package of resource shortage, but it's not only peak oil, it's peak everything. Wood, minerals, also water. So we discuss about a peak everything because based on their greed, they destroy a lot of countries, which they have resources. As South Africa, for example, this. Or by the way, Guinea Conakry, which in my opinion, as from my experience, is one of the most richest country in the world, as density, as surface, you know, is fantastic, which they have. It's a very small one, but it's huge, enormous in capacity of minerals and nature. So also Romania is a very rich country, and they have seen that. And of course, they start to plunder the natural resources. And this is everywhere where they have this situation. So for this reason, it's peak everything today, not only oil, because simply they destroy. So the only chance is to reconsider that we can work inside us, inside our economy, and to consider that the economy is a respect of the greater economy of the creation. Only like this, we have to change the philosophy. And believe me, whatever these things we can speak, not only today, they are talking, I mean, the speech, which is today, everything is based on how we can run the economic dimension. Because if the people, they will be comfortable with the economy, in a sense to have respect for their work, respect for the nature, they understand the dimension of the mission, which what they have in this life. Thank you. Sorry, I was a little bit longer on that.
No, not at all. You were talking about energy, and while you were talking, I think you might have seen one of my lights blue behind me, but we'll carry on because everything else is working. I wanted to ask you, the League of Nations, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think a South African was involved with the founding of the League of Nations back in the day. I think we're talking about Jan Smuts. I think it was one of the founders of the League of Nations, and then it became the United Nations, if I'm correct.
Exactly, which is now today, of course, yeah.
When they started, they had good intentions. Is that right?
This is absolutely correct. Like many other, let's say, clubs, not all of them, okay, finally, I mean, to be realistic, but the starting was very good, exactly as they, because they know that the people, they need something real. So they leave them to start, and after that they capture, which is absolutely correct.
So what happened? The whole goal of the United Nations flipped, turned, and became upside down, and now it's no longer an organization worthy of respect.
Well, this is absolutely clear. Besides that, let's back to the point of Davos, which is today. I mean, in 2019, World Economic Forum, which again, it's an NGO, with United Nations, which is another NGO, internationally, okay, fine, supported by the states, but still it's an NGO. They sign a strategic partnership in order to accelerate the implementation of Agenda 2030. My question is simply like that, how this can be happen? And why with World Economic Forum? Why was not, I don't know, the Cheetah NGO in South Africa?
What do you think?
I mean, well, this I want to explain, because today, if I'm looking to the situation in Ukraine, I mean, Zelensky announced that he will participate to World Economic Forum in Davos in order to sign the new reconstruction loans with who? With BlackRock, which is the hugest, the highest, the top investment group in the world. And if I remember, the name of the CEO is Larry Fink, if I remember. Fink, exactly, who is also a member of the board of World Economic Forum.
Of course.
Exactly. So we have a bench, I'm telling you, a bench of oligarchs on the top. And now, I mean, the nations, they borrow money in order to pay the loans. Exactly this is happening. Because they need the nations in order to be their slaves. Their slaves. You understand my point? And the slavery is much stronger than before. Much stronger than before.
Is the United Nations today, what's the word? Would you say they are ethically and ideologically bankrupt?
United Nations is part of this game, of this black game. This is the point. And they influence a lot of things in order to arrive to this game, because everything is about money on their perception. The point is that not the life is not, they are not money, but they consider it. And I have seen this with my eyes in many, many situations, because it's the employees of UN, first of all, they are extremely well paid. I know particularly the UN system in Geneva, where I spent more than 12 years with different activity. The building of UN quarter in Geneva, which does mean everything, employees, running activity, current administration, per year cost $2.5 billion.
No ways. No. Can't be. Really?
I can repeat if you want. $2.5 billion per year. Because, I mean, including everything. Yeah? Including salaries, including the activities, everything. Because the situation is simply like that. If you are, exactly as I told you for the transatlantic corporation, which they are coming, for example, in your country or in my country, and they give to young person $500. $500 in Romania, it's a lot of money, you know, for a young person, for, you know, 25 years old. And they keep him close to them. And with a very, very, you know, selected mechanism of manipulation, they control what he will say, what he has to do. And in fact, in one moment, Jeremy, this is the answer to your question. They capture, in a sense, that he believes or she believes that thanks to him or to her, the system exists. With another words, in the moment when one young person believes that thanks to him, everything is running around, this is the main slaves. You know, I mean, this is a big problem, because they destroy the creation. Everything is full control on what we decide. You have to respect. Doesn't exist creation, vision. And a lot of problems, they are coming particularly from World Economic Forum and this relationship with United Nations, of course.
In your opinion, let me rephrase that. Can the United Nations be fixed, or is the ship sinking and we must just let it sink?
Well, as you said, I mean, starting point was good. Later on was captured. And simply with UN badge, you know, on your chest, you simply believe that you are the God. This is a philosophy. I'm someone important. And I cannot recognize anymore my neighbors, my friends. I have the badge. And with this badge, I can, you know, I have a lot of power. It's a sort of, again, to manipulate the mind. In the moment when the mind is captured, this is the advantage in order to capture the state. In the moment when you capture the mind, you capture the state. And this is their goal. Look very carefully about how is running the economy. Doesn't exist private property. Exactly as our antecessors, my grandfather, my grandmother, like in your case, I'm absolutely sure, they fight for what, Jeremy? For freedom, for private property, for private land. In my country, this was part of the creation, which we received this from the God. We are part of this creation in order to work, by the way, sustainable the land, not to destroy the land, because this is part of our life. In the moment when you destroy the private land and the private property, you leave the person in the air. And he doesn't know what he has to, just simply he's connected with a monthly salary and with a supermarket. And this is all. It's like exactly like a ship. You know? It's exactly this connection.
In your opinion, has the United Nations become the enemy of the people?
It's part of the game. Again, I mean, it's complicated to say this, because It's a mechanism. My only thing which I can tell you for sure, yes, Jeremy, today it's a war between sovereignty and globalists, correct?
Mm.
Okay. But the cause of this is the oligarch system. So the point is not only to know, and this is the situation, the truth. UN is part of this mechanism for oligarchs. The point is what we are doing. What are we doing? What are we doing? This is the question. And mm-hmm. we have to give an answer. And the answer is a philosophy which all our antecessors, they had, even United States, Thomas Jefferson, yeah? Ballot in United Kingdom. Distributism means wild spread of production property, because it does mean that you empower the man to be part of this creation, to work, but in a sense to respect, you understand, the creation, mm. the nature, everything. Otherwise, you plunder the resources and you sell everything from your country. So again, all these systems are part of the game. To the bottoms, there are just few of them which they control this.
Mm.
Of course, if you ask me, UN have to be reconsidered, have to be restructured, have to be readapt. By the way, the UN Security Council, this doesn't exist anymore. What Security Council is related to is what's happening in Ukraine and Russia. Yeah, any Security
yeah
Council.
True.
No. So, and also climate change with, you know,
On the topic of climate change, that's one of the largest agendas coming out of the United Nations, the IPCC, particularly. I'm very nervous about asking you this question, but okay, I'm going to ask it to you. Is the United Nations genuinely committed to climate change, or has it become a geopolitical money-making game?
Absolutely, a geopolitical one. I mean, the energy crisis is a long plan strategy of oligarch to dismantle industrial economy in the name of a dystopian green agenda, Jeremy. Climate change is not what they want to promote first. I don't say that doesn't exist, but is very reduced a scale and is together with part of the universe system. You got my point? And also is not so fast and is not so dangerous. Mm. Danger mm. is the man, not the climate change.
So what you're saying?
Yes.
Sorry, I interrupted you. But what I just want to make sure that I'm following you. What you're saying is that what's happening with the climate is generally integrated with how the world works naturally, and what is important is our environment and keeping it clean.
Absolutely, of course, most certainly we have to work on that, but it's not a dangerous thing that we have to take care about our carbon footprint, that you and me, we don't have to take too much oxygen from outside because we contribute to the climate change. Come on. This is absolutely, you know, ridiculous. I don't say criminal, because in fact, they want to conserve and to keep in their hand the fear. The fear is the main emotion of the human being which was exploited dramatically. In a sense, I show you that you have the fear. Everything, you know very well, on the TV is based on fear. Everything is based on fear, particularly the breaking news. The breaking news all the time, what's happened this, what's happened this, what's happened in Ukraine, what's happened in the United States, what's happened this, and this, and this. Come on. And of course, we have the bad guys and we have the good guys. And this is not. We are here because we have to live together, Jeremy. If we don't understand this, nothing can be changed. Nothing. We have to work together. And this was the role, I told you from early beginning, of United Nations. Was the, his role was the main mechanism in United Nations for serving nations to work together as a family. From the family, as a small state, is coming the big family as a big state. And because the family is destroyed from many mechanisms, including that the gender and other stuff like this, for this reason they insist here. Because the moment when the family is destroyed, you destroy the state. And particularly in United Nations, wow, it's a bench of people which they say we have to respect whatever you want to be. Come on, I'm already here based on the God, you know, law. I'm not based on your legal law. So, with other words, in the moment when you destroy the family, you can destroy the nation. And this is, yes, you can see with your eyes. This is everywhere. Not only in South Africa or in Romania. Everywhere is this. Everywhere. So the main important point, again, is to understand the philosophy of the economy. And the here, the most important part of the game, as we learn, is not my idea. I have seen this to my antecessors, is the distributism. Okay? And also to recognize that the future is small business working together, not the big one. The big one destroyed the world. This is clear. The transnational corporations, to be very clear, are socialist. Full stop. I repeat, the transnational corporations are socialist. I mean, they play a different role that we save us. No, you destroy us. Because they plunder everything. So all the big corporations, they are doing the same. I am, and we are also in Romania, for the market. But today we have not a free market. It's a monopolies market, algorithm, as Amazon and techno slaves we have today, which just they show you and they are doing what they want. Free market does mean free market. It's not a control market. It's exactly like they are, what they are doing today. So I wish to be very clear that we can discuss, not related to our conversation today, but in general, what's happened abroad and everywhere about all the situation internationally. Yeah, fine. But we have to take care about the philosophy of the economy. If we don't care about that, nothing can happen. Otherwise, we are just related with debt money, which is totally wrong.
And the United Nations no longer cares about that, and neither does the IPCC. And the IPCC doesn't care about climate. The WHO doesn't care about health. All of these all of these groupings of the UN are corrupted and serve no positive purpose.
They are playing just a role dictated by the oligarchs behind. Finish. This is all. They are in the what is called it in a theater. You
know? Who are the oligarchs?
Well, this is a, this is an important question. I mean, who, of course, simply you can say immediately about Schwab or Bill Gates, or even in my opinion, these are the guys in front. The real oligarchs, of course, they are oligarchs, but the real one, they are behind the scene. And it's not easy. We can change this in the moment when the human being understand clearly about what does mean our essence. What does mean what you have inside you, as I told you in our first starting point of our conversation today. And in the moment when you understand the life, you can make the changement. With another words, you can change the world in the moment when you make the changement of yourself.
Now, we're talking about oligarchs, and I know that you're also part of the Club of Rome, and that
yes,
that's an organization that falls into a category that always gets bad press. Is the Club of Rome also part of the oligarchy?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I'm not part anymore. From the last, I don't know, 4 years ago. But I can tell you exactly your point in the early beginning, that Club of Rome was started as UN very good, starting by Ariel Pecci in 1968. With a famous report, Limits to Growth. It's exactly what's happened today. Limits to growth. With in other words, no more greed. This was the philosophy. After that, very, very slowly with the manipulation and that, they change the direction. But the, you know, even for me, in this club, they were the main important minds of the planet. You understand? The main, I mean the top. I mean, to be invited to be part of the Club of Rome is, you know, was already a fantastic tool and appreciation, of course. But step by step, first of all, the main important pillar was that they started to promote the demography, that we are too many, which is totally wrong. But slowly, slowly, we had debates, of course, they started with this to promote, which was totally wrong. This was the first signal. And after that, they imposed this climate change. All the Club of Rome activity was devoted to the climate change. And of course, we were, not only myself, there were also other peoples, which they left, other members, because simply we cannot recognize ourselves in what? To understand what. I mean, because it was totally wrong. But again, Club of Rome played a significant role in the early beginning, and with all the respect, Limits to Growth was one of the largest report spread everywhere in the world. Because it was fantastic, and of course, the states and the let's say the politicians, they don't want to respect because they put a limit to their greed. In fact, this was Limits to Growth was take care we have not resources for an eternity. We have resources for each nation, which have to respect that. This was the philosophy of the report in few words. Of course, with the data, with calculation, but in principle, this was fantastic, but was not respect. And after that, when they have seen that the Club of Rome, like many others, they have influence and they attract people, because it was a huge philosophy, Jeremy, at the time, they manipulate, they put inside a Trojan horse, you know, or horses. And slowly, slowly, of course, everything was degenerate. And today doesn't make any sense. Of course, it's finished.
So like the UN, the Club of Rome is also...
Exactly like UN, exactly. Exactly like UN or Worldwide Fight for Nature.
Yes.
WWF, you know, and which I met many times in Geneva. Whew, fantastic. Greenpeace, you know, also. Greenpeace, you know.
But they're all terrible now.
Yeah, I mean, the main important point, let me tell you what is the key element, which nobody say until
today.
The key element is we have to save the man before to save the cheetah or the rhinoceros or I don't know what, butterfly.
Oh, yes, I see what you're saying. So it's that it's a hierarchy.
We have to save first the man, because in the moment when we save the man, does mean that he will have consciousness.
Mm.
And through him, we can save the nature. Otherwise, it's useless. I'm telling you frankly, exactly as I did myself. I was totally sure I made myself this mistake. And I arrived in Kenya, in Masai Mara, in order to empower the national park and to invest in elephant Kama. Was finished. After I left, they spent the money for nothing, for their corruption purpose.
Yeah.
So this does mean, first of all, we have to save the man, and after the elephant. This is...
Yes, and what you're saying...
Which we have to understand today.
Sorry, I interrupted you again. I'm just trying to follow your train of thought here. What you're saying is that the UN and all these big organizations are now putting humans as the main enemy.
Of course, this is you are wrong. You are guilty. You made a wrong step. As I told you before, you, Jeremy, you made the wrong step because you consume the oxygen. And you don't have to do that. And if you are a consumer, you have to pay. And you have to pay hard for that. This is the philosophy. To show to the people that because we have this problem. We have climate change. We have energy crisis. Come on. Doesn't exist any energy crisis. I'm telling you. Any. It's just a matter of bullshit. That is energy crisis. Doesn't exist energy crisis. We have full. Just we have to respect the human being, particularly, you know, life, and to respect the greater creation. This is all.
What is...
But they don't. Yeah.
In your opinion, what is the way out? How do we come back from this? Because it looks like a very dark tunnel.
Yeah, very good. First of all, we have to understand that before that our nation or our country to be to have a sovereign nation, yeah, or a sovereign country, you have to be first sovereign. Your sovereignty is very important to be realized first. And second one, and the last one, we have to understand the economic philosophy and to put into practice. Myself, I repeat, I said many times, the future is a small business working together. And this does mean the distributism. And this we have to implement, which means wild spread of productive property. If we are doing that, we come back to small, we come back to our roots, to our grassroots, okay? And we can understand real what does mean the life. the country will implement the distributism, will take the leadership, and he will be, it will be the, an example for the rest of the countries. Otherwise, if we don't understand that our sovereignty is the most important as person, again, and after the life, the nation, we don't know what we have to do, and we remain simply related with the monthly salary, generally. This is the main important problem. Because everything was happened was, you don't want to be vaccinated? Simply. You have not any salary anymore. So everything is related with money, food, bed, money, food, bed, simply that. It is the triangle where everything is related. And is not. This is not our life. This is another dimension which they impose us to believe, including what they want to do now, to make the digitalization and everything, or in fact our life or your life will be everything inside this device. In your device, it's your life, your pension, your salary, your bank account, your announcement for if you want to marry it or not. Everything is that. Everything is in your device. And they control, in fact, our life through this small piece of device. You have seen in Africa particularly, it's a huge poverty. And the people, they stay on the ground, on this red soil, laterite, how we call it, and they play game. Correct? They play game on the device. And behind these games, there are the oligarchs, which receive for each button, they receive one penny. And they promote the slavery. And the slaves are everywhere because they believe they are famous because they play. They have a device. You know, we are someone important now. We are not like before. Or when we work for our culture, for our corn, for our maize, or for whatever, for banana or for mango. Now we are someone important. We play on our device. We are, you know. So this was the system who controlled the mind, and they destroy the soul. And the people, they have to understand, believe me, Jeremy, this is the only chance. We have to trust in us. We have to trust in ourselves to understand how strong we can be if we know, or if you know who you are before that other people to tell you who you are. You have and to know they, first.
And they don't want us to have an identity.
This is a point. The identity is coming from your grassroots. For each of us. First of all, it's coming from your country, related with your land, which they want to destroy, you know, very well. And they destroy very easy. And secondly, it's because you don't understand you. And it's finished. If you, by the way, how you consider, Jeremy, that 2 years ago, when was the first COVID announcement? In 2020, no? Okay. So let's say 2 years and something. The first announcement, all the countries, they were in the knees, plus minus, some people. Which this doesn't mean that how I can say how bad arrive all this situation, in a sense that how much they destroy the human being in order to be low than an animal. In a sense, to come the government to say to you, you have to put a mask or whatever, and you are doing. Because simply you cannot put yourself a question, hey, come on, what is going on here? This is a simple flu. If it is, maybe it's not, I don't know. But it's not your business what I am doing. First of all, I am a free man. I'm not your slave. This is the point.
Okay. We are running out of time. You promised me about an hour, so I want to just quickly ask you, let's talk about something happy, and that is you are going to be running for president of Romania. Is that correct?
Sure, I shall. I shall, definitely. I shall. We need a big shift, and I shall do that.
I don't know much about Romanian politics. You're going to have to help me. Which party is that?
Well, actually, I shall run my own party. I cannot do this with the existing parties now. This is number one. And number two, the philosophy of the party will be sovereign distributism, in a sense that, as I told you before, to respect the sovereignty of the person, of the nation, and to while spread the productive property, and to respect, of course, the private sector particularly. Of course, will be any foreign investment, but the state or the Romanian, let's say, entrepreneur has to have minimum 51%, in a sense, to respect the country, to respect the natural values, and of course, to export the value added, not the natural resources. And this have to be everywhere, not only Romania. Because in the moment when one is to export the wood from the forest, and one is to export the table, you know, or furniture, you know, this is totally different. So this have to be happen. And I hope that Romanian people with a very, very strong and fantastic history can play a significant role for the humanity in order to show what does mean the life and the respect of a greater creation.
Well, I hope you will keep me updated on when that is so that I can publicize it. Okay. It sounds really, really great. And if anybody of your caliber is doing that, I am going to make a big fuss about it.
Thank you. Definitely, I shall keep you posted on that. And I hope to be together to these steps, which I'm sure that, as I told you in the early beginning, that we can change now the world. And we can change if we can change ourselves first.
I've got one final question for you. But before I ask you my final question, I must just say Romanian football is very good.
It is. It was before much better, but anyway. By the way, my son is running football, professional football. He is 11 years old, but he's a fantastic player.
All right. My final question. Are you ready for it? Okay. So you're standing on the battleground of the information war, and you're looking out at the horizon at where the enemy is. What do you see?
I can see simply the opportunity for the eternity.
Short and sweet.
This is the fantastic opportunity which all of us we have. Believe me, Jeremy, even our parents, grandparents, they didn't have so fantastic opportunity for a big shift. Now is the moment, now or never, we have to take. So we have to take the eternity.
Calin Georgescu, thank you for joining me in the trenches. I hope I said your name right again.
Fantastic, Jeremy. You are fabulous. I very much appreciate it, and I enjoy a lot the conversation with you. Beside the main important pillar for the future, they are the young generation, which they have to trust in their own. And meanwhile, ourselves, we have to support the young people with everything we have, particularly to leave them free. Thank you.
Don't go anywhere. My name is Germ. This is Germ Warfare, the Battle of Ideas.